Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, having a great visit with our good friend Chad Moutre. Chad is Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org, right, Chad?
That's right.
NAM.org. Chad, thanks again for hanging out with us. Chad's an old friend, longtime 10-plus-year member of our Brain Trust. We've got their NAM/Industry Week survey showing that the concerns, what the manufacturers of America are concerned about and excited about. One of the things, Chad, that and we just got a pretty good report from you on some of the issues in the previous segment. One of the things they pointed out that that is just absolutely a universal concern. I'm seeing it with my own polling. I'm seeing it in other small business polls. I know you know Bill Dunkelberg and his work with the NFIB. And other surveys that I do, healthcare, Obamacare, yeah, is eating everyone's lunch, isn't it? It isn't even here, and it's eating our lunch.
I mean, every speech I give, I get asked two questions. I get asked about the Fed, which I'm sure we'll talk about in a second, but also about the Obamacare. And I think that, you know, you continue to hear a lot of anxiety out there. You know, on the part of manufacturers, you know, the good thing is that almost every manufacturer provides health care to the workers, and so mm-hmm. it's not really an issue about coverage. I think the real concern there is about cost, and, you know, roughly a third of the people we surveyed didn't know what their premiums are going to be next
right.
year, which is pretty amazing given
but
that.
But I bet every one of them already has yeah. premium increases because their insurers are gearing up for the new mandates.
Yeah, and that's really the big concern here is what those costs, the rising costs. That actually has been the top issue for all year so far.
How much do you feel like that being the top issue? How much do you think the specter of Obamacare is affecting growth decisions?
I think it is. I think certainly it's affecting hiring. I know we were talking about hiring a second ago. I think especially for the small and medium-sized manufacturers, I think that's a really big deal, especially the medium-sized, because the ones that are under 50 obviously are exempt.
But every one of them would like to grow to be 50 or more.
Yes, and so that's and you do hear some anecdotal evidence about some companies who want to stay under 50. So I think certainly that's been a factor for them. I think, you know, just the uncertainty in general, even for the larger manufacturers, we still have a lot of regulations that have yet to be written. And, mm-hmm. and so therefore, there's a lot of costs out there. We don't know what they are. And so, you know, I think it's really causing a hesitancy to bring on new workers when
you
don't
ever
know what
seen,
your full costs are.
Chad, have you, in your career as an economist, have you ever seen government behavior have as much of a negative impact on an economy as this current situation?
I mean, you're right. I think in general, you know, economists don't like the word uncertainty because it's hard to measure. But that's all we seem to have anymore. I mean, the last
right.
few years, or whether it was, you know, and some of it's Obamacare, but some of it is just simply regulations, worrying about regulations that are coming down the pike.
Right.
You know, we have the fiscal cliff. I mean, later this year, we have the whole specter of the CR, the continuing resolution, and the debt ceiling.
That's 2 weeks away. Chad, that's 2 weeks away.
Yes, yeah, and no one's talking about it. I mean, I think especially with the Syria situation,
yeah,
probably likely that we'll have another CR.
Continuing resolution. Tell us what that means.
Continuing resolution, which means we essentially won't have a budget, so they'll just continue to fund the government.
And how will that be? And that which will be no different from how many years
yeah.
now? What do you think about? Let's move over. You brought up the Fed a minute ago.
Yeah.
The Fed has been creating $87 billion of money out of thin air and pumping it into the economy every month for years now, essentially. And
yeah.
they're talking about tapering that back. Next week they'll meet again, and
yeah.
they're talking about tapering that back. What do you think about all that? What do your people think about all that?
Well, you know, just to kind of put it in perspective, you know, the Fed's balance sheet never exceeded $1 trillion before the financial crisis.
Yeah.
And Now it's currently $3.6 trillion and counting. And as you said, they're adding $85 billion in long-term and mortgage-backed securities every month. That's probably going to taper next, maybe as soon as next month, you know, back to something less than 85, but it's still going to be increasing each month. And we continue to hear about this. I mean, we never really have asked about the Fed in any of our surveys before. But as I said, we keep hearing about it when we talk to manufacturers. And I think, you know, the real issue isn't so much the taper. It isn't really the Yellen versus Summers conversation. I think, you know, manufacturers in general are worried about the long-term outlook. So that's why they're worried about the fiscal situation, the debt deficit.
Are they worried about an inflationary situation or a bubble?
And they're worried about the exit strategy of the Fed. Yeah. They're worried about getting out of that $3.6 plus trillion dollars.
That's unnatural. It's got to be unwound, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, so we ask our members, how worried are you on a scale of 1 to 10 about the Fed's exit strategy? And the average was a 6. I actually was surprised it wasn't larger than that.
Wow.
But that still suggests at least a moderate degree of concern. I think 60% of the people said that gave it a 5 to an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
We've never asked that question before, so I don't know whether it was a 5 before and now a 6. But it still, I think, suggests that, you know, a growing number of our members are worried about the Fed, and particularly about, like you said, the inflation. I mean, you know, the reality is that, you know, exiting out of that, if you exit too soon, you have a recession. If you exit too late, you have inflation. And I think even the Fed is focused on that. And whoever the next Fed chair, man or woman, will be, they have a real big task ahead of
them. They're walking into a sack of snakes, I'll tell you. And folks, this balance sheet thing that Chad was talking about, over $3 trillion. I mean, it's unprecedented. It's unnatural. It's not what the Fed is supposed to be doing. And here's what's worse: part of their job is to use that money to lower unemployment. It hasn't worked. We've got all this money out there, but we haven't really benefited from it. That's my point. Quick break. Right back with Chad Moutray. We're going to talk about unemployment. I've got some questions for him about that. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.